Our scripture reading this morning is Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. If you'd like to follow along, if you're using the Pew Bible, that's on page 1276. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. The author of Hebrews is addressing an issue, a very important issue, of those who are being tempted to turn away from Christ and turn back to what he'll later call types and shadows. The old covenant administration of the covenant of grace and all the sacrifices in the temple and all the types and shadows there, they're being tempted to turn back to those things, and he's warning them. If you do, you're turning away from the substance of it all. You're turning away from Christ, to whom all those things pointed. Now, we might not be tempted in exactly the same way, but there's always a great temptation to turn away from Christ, seek salvation somewhere else. There's always a world that's ridiculing us. There's always our own sin to fight against. We have the threefold enemies that we have, the world and the flesh, the devil. And so we have that temptation still. And the author of Hebrews is sounding a warning shot against us. And we know this is not a text that would seek to undo our assurance of salvation in Christ. We have assurance in Christ. We know that. This is not a text that would say to the elect they could lose their salvation, that true believers can lose that. It's a warning, though, as we think of people like Judas or Demas, who once professed and have walked away. And so it's a general warning shot as he's making these applications to say Christ is the fulfillment, Christ is the Savior, and you dare not turn away from him. And so there's an admonition and a warning that in him and in him alone is your salvation, and you dare not neglect it. It's also interesting, isn't it, as he will note, that it most often is a drifting away. It's not an immediate thing, all at once type thing. It seems to be a drift, and so often of people turning away, once professing and turning away, and it's due to a neglect. And so he's giving us, as God's people, a warning. We dare not neglect such a great salvation. He is the King of Kings. We should keep our eyes fixed upon him, as he'll say later, and not turn away from him, and make sure that we're paying close attention, much closer attention, he will say, that we not drift away. Well, may God help us to do so as we keep these things in mind. Let's listen to God's holy word. Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. Now it was not to angels that God subjected the world to come, of which we are speaking. It has been testified somewhere. What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You made him for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Now, in putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside his control. At present, we do not yet see everything in subjection to him, but we see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Thus far, the reading of God's holy and errant, infallible word, may he add his blessings to it.